Deb Dander joining us here as we recap a fantastic season for the Carroll Boys swim team here in 2020-2021. And Deb, appreciate you joining me again for about, what, the sixth month in a row, I think, or seventh month in a row we've talked, swimming?
I think this is about 7 months, yeah.
Started back in August, and we're wrapping up things here. But as always, I appreciate all the time you give us. You're so great to work with, and we appreciate that. And congratulations as well on I think, what was a fantastic boys' season this year.
They had an awesome season, definitely.
Records, how many did they set this year? Not just individual school records, but the amount of wins you guys had to be close, if not a record. I mean, you guys just went out and kind of dominated a good portion of this season.
Yeah, the boys had a fantastic season. I mean, they just, at Invites we were doing awesome. We won the Boone Relays, kind of upset a couple of teams there that weren't looking for that. Marshalltown mostly, because they usually win it.
Yeah.
So he was back at me like, okay, we have to have a duel because he wants that opportunity to get his win back. And it's like, sure, no problem. Well, we beat him in a duel too. So, yeah, he wasn't real thrilled about that, but I was. We had some great invites. The boys stepped up and did amazing jobs at these invites and, always placed within the top four or five. So, yeah, it was a great season for the boys.
Was the Boone one the one that jumps out to you the most, being you wanted, or was there a different Saturday, invite that you felt like you guys swam even better?
No, Boone was fantastic. We've never won the Boone Relays before, so that was a lot of fun to win that. But, the Lewis Central invite is always a good one. Like I said, in the past, we get to see a whole bunch of schools from Omaha, and, so that's something all these kids we normally don't swim against, so we got some fresh competition, and that was really nice, kept the boys on high alert to swim fast, when you swim the same teams over and over, you kind of get to know their strengths and where you really have to push, where you can kind of ease up a little bit. So not knowing this competition, the boys just had to stay on top all the time. So, I really kind of like that meet for that reason.
Do you guys feel like you exceeded expectations this year, or you got to about where you thought you would be?
You always hope for a great season. Knowing this was kind of a different kind of year, just really didn't know what to expect. But the kids did great. And, I think a few times they kind of surprised themselves how well they did. And, it was a pretty decent season, and it was pretty much what we were hoping for.
Any of the duels or stand out to you, or even tries if there's more than one team there, during the week of we went out and just had a great night that night?
Yeah, like the Marshalltown duel was a fantastic one. The boys knew they had to step it up and really swim hard because they were out to get us. So, we didn't want that to happen. So, I think that was one of our better meets of the season. The rest of the meets pretty much went how we expected them to go. Boone is always a really good meet for us. It's always really close competition. So that was kind of a fun meet, too. The boys did a fantastic job swimming against Boone. They looking to take a few of their pool records down, but it just didn't quite happen. We were pretty close, but not quite. Probably not the right time of the season to try and take the records down, but that's always a fun meet too. We did a duel against Lewis Central, which we normally don't do either. And he's got some pretty good swimmers on his team, and so the boys really had to push hard to stay ahead there too. So we had some. There's quite a few of our duel meets that were very exciting meets for us.
Coach, how much did the rivalry with Sioux City grow this year?
Yeah, Sioux City. He's just got so much talent on his team. You know, it's tough to compete with 30-some swimmers up against our nine. So, you know, we do the best we can. We win what we can, and we just look to maybe drop some time. And, you know, that's our main goal when we swim up against Sioux City. You know, we know we can't fill out a full varsity lineup, and he's got a full varsity and a full JV. So it's pretty tough competition there. So, you know, as long as they can drop a little time here and there, you know, then that's all we're looking to do.
Individual records, you guys broke some this year. You broke some school records. How close do you feel like you guys can come to maybe breaking a few more in the future?
Oh, yeah, we definitely will take a couple more down, I think, next year. So Trevor Danner broke the 50 and the 100 freestyle, which were his records to begin with, so
yep.
He just set them a little lower. make it a little bit harder for the next guy, I guess. But we'll keep trying. So he did a fantastic job there. We're looking for Kyle Sundrup to take down the backstroke record. It's been sitting up there for a long time, and it's time for it to come down. So, you know, hopefully he can do that next year. He'll get that opportunity to try again next year. So Jonathan Dose, we're looking to possibly take down the 100 fly record. He just got a little over a second to go, and he'll have that. So, you know, he works hard, and you know, that is his goal, is to get that record. So I really see him doing that next year. So hopefully that all goes really well for him.
Three seniors on this year's team, Coach, all of them huge parts of the success. Trevor Danner, of course, as everybody knows, is going on to swim at the next level, and I think going to have a great career. Ryan Burbank had a really nice career for you, and Ben England as well. But talk about what this senior group has meant for you.
Yeah, you know, they've been a great group of boys. You know, they've been there all 4 years, just swimming as hard as they can. You know, Ben is always there. You know, whether he's on an A relay or a B relay, doesn't matter. He's there helping push the other boys along. You know, he's always there to cheer them on and keep everything light. They swim a lot better when things are just kind of light.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's good for that. Ryan Burbank is really determined to do some really good swimming this year, and he did. He swam a really good breaststroke for us this year. So, you know, and he's always on the side there cheering everybody on. So, you know, it really helps the seniors being there to help cheer on the younger kids, get them going, get them excited, and, you know, let them know that they are part of the team too. You know, it's nice to have, you know, the seniors. They bring in the freshmen really well, and that's really nice to see on a team.
You mentioned a few guys that have a chance at breaking some records next year with it, Jonathan Dose and Kyle Sundrup, but Xander Kenyon and Sam Jansen also part of those state relay teams. So you've got some good building pieces to build around. That doesn't include Caleb Blair, Tristan Blair, Noah Bell, also Jacob Graving, Dante Fennell, Nip Whipke as well, some guys that helped you out this season.
Oh, definitely, yeah. You know, everybody is an asset to the team. We can't do it without each and every single one of them. So, we may only have four that go on to state, but we need all the rest of them to help those four get to state. So, we really appreciate having them on the team. You know, they work hard, they help push at practice, and, you know, it's great to have them there too.
Coach, what's the future look like for the program? What are you guys going to be able to do? I know you got some kids doing USA stuff right now, but what do you feel like the off-season program will be like for the boys this year?
Yeah, you know, some of these boys now, you know, have a different outlook on their swimming career, and they're a little more determined to do something a little more for next year. So, yeah, you know, I've had boys, it's like, you know, give me some workouts, show me how to do some weightlifting and all this. So, yeah, you know, I'm sure they're going to be in the weight room, and they're going to be in the pool, and, working hard, and hopefully they'll be ready for next year.
Well, I tell you what, Deb, it's always a lot of fun. It's going to feel weird. I've said this before. It's going to feel weird not talking to you every Friday or every Saturday, you know, for a couple of months. But enjoy your time away from me here at Carroll Broadcasting, and good luck with the offseason and with USA with all the guys and gals.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Head coach Deb Danner again with the Carroll Area Boys swim season.